Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Revelation chapter 7, we were talking about the worship, praise, and rejoicing that goes on around the throne in heaven. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The world has a definition, the religious world has a definition of praise music. They freely say praise music. But when I say yes, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark everlasting, they say, oh no, that's not praise music, that's Him. Well, yes, praise is about Him, okay? And my friend, though that's true praise music, I'd say that every song that we sing in our churches is praise music. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, to be like Him, blessed Redeemer. Oh, to be like Him, Savior and Lord. That's praise. In heaven, we see the revelation of the grace of God in what He does for us. The grace of God is magnified, and these people praise Him. Is there real praise for God in your heart as you meditate on His love and grace and realize that love, grace, and holiness are not at all separated one from another? That purity is not separated from those things? There is nothing of heaven which will be unholy. All of heaven in the fullness of love and joy and grace will also be in the fullness of purity and holiness. This revelation of Jesus Christ should make us want to know Him all the more intimately and just to get into His Word and to meditate on it and say, Lord God, show me Thyself. Help me to know You as a person, so that when the events of this life happen, I'll immediately know what is pleasing and what is not pleasing. And I would not be deceived as that one that walks about as an angel of light, but is not the true light, but as a deceiver, tries to draw me away with religious paintings. Now let's notice the reaction. The salvation of God, as was stated by them in verse 10, that causes it to happen in verses 11 and 12. Let me read those three verses. It says here in Revelation 7:10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. There is rejoicing in heaven when one sinner repents. Jesus said in Luke 15 and verse 7, there are people that pray to saints. There are people that go out and talk to dead relatives, and they think they're hearing them. I don't believe that's so. Heaven's a wonderful place, and they don't want to see the corruption of this place. However, I think that they do know when somebody gets right with God, whether it's an unsaved person to get saved or a backslider to get right with God, I think that loved one knows immediately. And they're made aware, and there's great rejoicing in heaven's shore. It's the desire of our Lord Himself that souls get saved. In 2 Peter 3:9 it says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, it says of God, who would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. He didn't just say all men that are elected. He said that he'd have all men to be saved. 2 Peter 3:9 that we just read said that he's not willing that any should perish. And now in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, we read this. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now you'll notice there, we're in the book of Revelation, and so often people look at future events, and they get occupied with his coming, and what the Lord is telling us in Acts is, no, don't be occupied with his coming. Rather, occupy till he comes. And if you want to be a cause of rejoicing in heaven, be a witness. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, it says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. I'm not sure I know why that this bright shining that is also referred to as glory in heaven is such an ultimate there. All I know is the Bible lets us know that it is. And therefore, it's something that we should strive to. And turning many to righteousness will cause us to shine as the stars forever. Now, some say, well, I've tried to witness to a lot of people, but people don't get saved. And I probably, as a result, have not turned many to righteousness. No, that's not what it means. How many of you got saved? You can't get a person saved. All you can do is witness the gospel and invite them to receive Christ as Savior, as we do on this broadcast, and go through the plan of salvation and have them pray and call upon the Lord to save them. But the Lord saves them. You don't. It's the Lord. But what we do is turn them to righteousness. They have to decide to rather receive it or reject it. When I share the plan of salvation on this broadcast, there are people that are not saved that hear it, and they do nothing about it. To do nothing is to reject it. To do something about it, to receive it, is a great thing. But the fact that whether a person rejects it or receives it, that I have turned them to righteousness, is the point. And as you hand out those tracts, and you invite people to a church where you know the gospel will be preached, and you share your witness, and you share the gospel of Christ with others, turning many to righteousness, you'll shine as the stars forever. And if you are serious about pleasing God, if you're really serious about that, then these verses I've shared will help you. We see the elders and the four beasts also are on their faces in this passage, and they worship God at the song of verse 10, where they say, salvation to our God. Now just think about that. The preaching of the cross is power to them that believe. You know, I've heard of people who hate, really, salvation-type sermons, and they say they're saved. And they have a problem with salvation-type sermons. They say, oh, it's too shallow for me. Oh, I need depth. And you know what those people don't know? They don't know the Bible teaches that the preaching of the cross is power to them that believe. And so those people have a problem of spiritual immaturity and shallowness. And if you hear someone that is like that, just understand that spiritually they are shallow, regardless of their Bible knowledge, and they don't have the capability to understand that they're shallow. Now think of this. When you bring someone to Jesus Christ, it causes the palms to wave and the mouths to utter praise in heaven. Is that shallow? Their praise of God is sevenfold in our text, in verse 12. They all, angels as well, join in saying, Amen, or so be it, because all praise belongs to Christ. And they give that sevenfold praise. They say blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might. Well, those are things that all come from God, just like salvation does. And so he deserves these things. He says, these things be unto God forever and ever. It seems that before the throne in heaven, there is constant praise, whether it's angels, the four beasts, tribulational saints, or whomever. It just seems if you're going to be in heaven, you're going to have a great time. And isn't that a wonderful thing? And yet, it's a time of rest. Have you ever gone somewhere where you just really had a good time, you broke away from the routine, and, oh, you're on the go, you had a great time, and yet you're so rested and relaxed. Your rest is from the tension. It's a rest from the things of this day, the pressures. And you feel so great, even though you may not have slept a lot, you entered into a rest. And that's what heaven is for us. It's a special rest, but it's not laying around doing nothing. And oh, what love. What love. When I think of Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8, where it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, what kind of a mind was that? Well, he says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, Jesus was Almighty God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, friend, Jesus had a submissive spirit. Let that mind be in you. Ladies, you have the idea of me, obey him, submit to my husband, he's a cad. You can have a very oppressive husband, but you will never suffer in your lifetime like Jesus suffered. And he suffered by being in total 100% submission to the will of the Father, leaving us an example. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.